Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Ruby.
Now, what were the earliest Christmas celebrations like?
Well, I think the interesting thing is that the Christians actually learnt the basic principle, which is that you need to invent traditions. If you invent traditions, the sensible thing is to build them partly on existing traditions. So there were all these pagan midwinter feasts, which were taken by the pagans and then taken up by the Romans, because they're not really midwinter, but it's the coming of winter, which is pretty scary in the northern hemisphere, particularly in Europe, where they have serious winters. So the Christian stories and holidays, and I'm no expert on the literal truth or not of those stories, were added to the midwinter or the beginning of winter feast. Of course, around the solstice, the pagans loved the solstice, the solstice, the turn of things on the 21st, 22nd. Similarly, Easter, the word Easter in different languages is Estrus, which is for egg, as we know about Easter eggs. Again, fertility, a fertility ritual for spring. And Halloween, of course, is the edge of winter, when everyone's getting a bit cold. So the Christians very much were able to add Christian celebrations onto existing pagan and Roman celebrations.
Yeah, right. And so in some countries, Yule is a winter festival celebrated in Germanic Scandinavia.
I noticed the word Yule was in the headline of an article in the City Morning Herald on the epidemiologist Professor Raynon McIntyre saying that we might have a Yule super spreading event in Sydney if things go badly. The Americans, of course, had a Thanksgiving super spreading event for that old word, the coronavirus. Yule, of course, comes from the Scandinavian traditions, and they also brought in a thing which came in the St. Nicholas story, which is down nearer the Mediterranean, and that is the giving of gifts. But again, a lot of this was, of course, why do you have a big feast? You have a big feast in a sense because you're fattening yourself up for the winter. And you're also retreating inside the house with the family because it's cold outside. And that's how we also have that horrible link in the Northern Hemisphere to our current pandemic events. So there were traditions in Scandinavian mythology which are very much equivalent to Christmas. And of course, how can we get this sort of fir tree as a Christmas tree? And that's, of course, because the model is the pine trees of Northern Europe because they got into trees very early. So a lot of these things come together. I noticed last night the SBS has been running a series of programs which I call Richamentaries on rich places like Monaco and shops like Harrods and things like that. And apparently in the 19th century, the big eating at Christmas that also came actually from a 19th century Dickens story, probably I think A Christmas Carol. But as you know, we keep getting layers and layers of commercial additions. So 1931, Santa, who of course is still in many places like the Netherlands, is more St. Nicholas than Santa Claus or Father Christmas. He becomes red and chubby. And that's because red is the colour of Coke. In 1939, an American department store invented Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So we're getting all these commercial developments. And Christmas, by the way, is number one as the biggest consumer festival of the year. In the US, it's 59%, and number two is Thanksgiving of 13% in terms of actual expenditure. In Australia, it's a study done by Suncorp in 2019 said Australians spend an average of $470 on Christmas. The others, the other events like Valentine's Day, $100, Mother's Day and Father's Day, $99, and Easter, $67, they sort of pale into insignificance compared to the big spend of Christmas.
Yeah, right. And I mean, like... Obviously, unlike Christmas celebrations in the Northern Hemisphere, we here celebrate Christmas in summer. So what I want to ask is, like, in what way have our Christmas celebrations evolved here in Australia, not only weather-wise, but if you could go a bit about the commercialisation as well, that'd be great.
Well, it's an interesting question. I think I'd like to know, when did prawns come in at Christmas Day, and when was there a bit of retreat from that very heavy Christmas
pudding? Iconic prawns on Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know if they've always been there. I think in Sydney they might have been, and that's the interesting question, because Sydney is a very much a prawns in summer city. The question of the retreat of the Christmas pudding, and some people don't always have that now because it's too heavy. The pavlova coming in, sitting outside when you can, and that's a good thing to do in a pandemic anyway. Yeah. But those are the sort of changes, because they're very much the European Christmases, you're all huddled inside, trying to stock yourself up on red wine, Christmas pudding and things. Now, the coming of turkey, we never used to have many turkeys, and that's the thing we obviously took from the Americans, and they're now commercially produced. So the turkey has come. And, of course, I mean, I must say there are also lots of alternative Christmases. There's the waifs and strays Christmas with a whole lot of people who have no family relations. You don't get together or possibly just have a picnic in the park. And, of course, there's all the other matters. There's the Christmas survival kit. How do we deal with the crazy uncle? How do we deal with the sibling rivalry? I was having a discussion with a friend yesterday, and it reminded me of Chekhov's play, The Three Sisters, because they're already having an argument, not over Christmas, but whether their holiday house on the north of Newcastle will be available given current events. So Christmas can also be a tense time. We know that it can be a time for arguments. It can be a time for people getting bored. We've had a tradition of an excess of schmaltz on television, so maybe streaming allows us to escape that a little bit. For me, I always think the best thing about Christmas Day is going for a walk instead of sleeping off lunch. But it is a fascinating... Look, for us also, it's the crazy end of the year. So it's... you ever noticed on the roads in December that half the drivers are crazy rather than just 10%? It is quite a stressful time, because for us it's a wrap up of the year. Europe it's not, and America they have a couple of days off and they're back to work.
Yeah, no, totally. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great having a chat about this.
Yeah, and look, have a good break, festive season, woke holiday season, Hanukkah if you're Jewish, which there are not many in Australia, but a lot in America. Whatever is in there, because we haven't got the Indian festivals. We've already had Diwali, so haven't got the Chinese New Year. So have a happy multiple festival season.
Yeah, have a happy time.
And watch that credit card.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Okay, thanks, Ruby.